Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira.
Studio 7 is going out to Zimbabwe on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The MDC fires the party's Deputy Treasurer General Elton Mangoma and three other senior members of the so-called Leadership Renewal Team.
Just briefly, as the chair of the party, there were a number of decisions that were taken. The decisions to do with disciplinary issues that are related to Honorable Mangoma, Deputy Treasurer General.
But one of those expelled from the party, youth leader Promise Mkwananzi, dismisses the party's actions, saying the National Council was not properly constituted.
And Parliament's probe into the mining and marketing of Marange diamonds continues. The MDCT National Council has fired the party's Deputy Treasurer General Elton Mangoma and three senior members of the so-called Leadership Renewal Team following a stormy meeting at the party headquarters today. The other members said to have been dismissed from the party are Executive Committee members Jacob Mafume, Last Mainga Hama, and Youth Secretary General Promise Mkwananzi. Sources at the meeting told Studio 7 the meeting, which lasted for more than 6 hours, was tense. Contacted for comment, National Chairman Love Momoyo could only say some action was taken against Mangoma and his colleagues. But he could not be drawn into talking about the expulsions, saying the party should first inform the affected before going to the media. Moyo said other members of the so-called renewal team, who include Manicaland spokesman Pishai Muchauraya, youth chairman Solomon Madzore, and others, will next week face a disciplinary committee. Secretary General Tendai Biti, who is also linked to the Leadership Renewal Team, was present at the meeting. Moyo said Biti was warned and cautioned of his association with the so-called party rebels, adding no action was taken against the Secretary General. Moyo says the party will emerge stronger and unified after the purge of the so-called rebels.
Just briefly, as the chair of the party, there were a number of decisions that were taken. The decisions to do with disciplinary issues that are related to Honorable Mangoma, our former Secretary, Deputy Treasurer General, who as we speak, as of up to today, he was a suspended member of the party pending the disciplinary proceedings that were going to be undertaken by an independent tribunal that the National Council had appointed to deal with those issues. However, the National Council varied that decision today, which I'm not at liberty to commentate the decision that they took before we notify the necessary individuals that are affected by that decision. So all what I can say is that the National Council decided to vary the decision that they had taken earlier on after assessing and looking at the behavior of the former suspended member, the Deputy Treasurer General Bamangoma, where they found that he did not observe the instructions that were given by the National Council in our last National Council that took place on the 7th of March 2014.
Lav Momoyo is the chairman of the MDC formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai on the line with Studio 7 from Harare. We also spoke with Youth Secretary General Promise Mkwananzi, who says the expulsion is a non-event because the National Council was not properly constituted.
Well, it's a joke. You don't just dismiss people without due process, and you have to apply the laws of the party uniformly. There are so many people who have been issuing statements in the press and in other platforms, the likes of Charlton Wende, Obed Gutu, Giles Mtsekwa, continue to make unconstitutional and unpermitted statements, but they remain in the party. And this highlights the level of intolerance that has gripped the MDC, particularly of those that are critical of the leadership of the MDC, which has not delivered on the mandate of bringing democratic change in the country.
But the decision that was made today was made by a full National Council. What do you say to that?
Were you in that meeting?
No, we just spoke to the officials, and that's what they're telling us.
That's untrue. You know that some paging has been going on, and the legitimate structures of the party, the provinces, were paged. Some of them were unable to attend because they've been unlawfully suspended. And new people, completely new people, we have no mandate whatsoever, were then made to replace those people. So the meeting was not properly constituted, and the expulsion, accordingly, is neither here nor there.
That was MDCT National Secretary General Promise Mkwananzi over the line with Studio 7 from Harare.